Worthy of our reflection is this extraordinary reading from the Acts of the Apostles of St. Paul at the Areopagus, masterful for its day and masterful for our time. And John Paul II had a beautiful meditation, wrote, they found some writings of his meditating on this because of the importance that it has in the work of evangelization. You know, the old saying comes to mind, you attract more bees with honey than with vinegar. Paul, guided by the Holy Spirit, has completely changed his way. If you want to get people on your side, he first tried persecution, the club. Didn't work. Terribly failed. That was his first approach. I'm going to beat him over the head into submission, scare the bejesus out of him, and maybe they'll come my way. Nope. Enter the Holy Spirit, and now here's Paul at the Areopagus amongst the intellectuals. He says, I'm going to try a different approach. Let's try honey this time. He says, oh, I see all of you pagans, so worshipers, granted, not pagan in the pejorative sense of a nobody that's lost. No, believers, but in many gods. He says, I see you're all believers. Me too, knowing very well that multitude of those gods, in fact, all of them were false. But he says, there's that one, it's the unknown God. Can we talk about that? And they begin to listen. And Paul shares with them a word. He's got their attention. He tries a little honey. And they listen. And they listen. And he talks. And then he lays down this little truth, little, small, big, about the resurrection of the body. And at that point, some say it's a little too much. A little too much for me. But we would like to talk with you more at another time. Paul says, okay, I've done what I can. Step back. But others, some, we don't know how many, joined him. Because he met them where they were. He gave them honey and not the stick. And they said, I want more. Whatever you got, I want a little bit more of that. Could we talk some other time? This is evangelization. Where are you at? I'm coming to you on your turf with a joyful heart, knowing the truth, but not with a club. And then I'm going to meet you where you're at. I'm going to give you a word, take you a little bit further until you're uncomfortable, and I'm going to step back and just maybe hope that you want to talk again some other day. And some came to believe. Paul had learned a valuable lesson. The bees are drawn to honey. And what is that honey? It's certainly the truth, but the truth given in love and joy, which he had. And they were drawn to it. So if we want to bring people to Jesus, which is our one job on this earth, we need a lot of honey. The honey of truth, but that truth that is just smothered in sweet chocolate of joy. And that joy, what is our source? A life of gratitude and a life of utter dependence on Jesus and the Holy Spirit. The fruit of that is joy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Do everything for me. Jesus, Holy Spirit, my advocate, come to my side. And then a hurting, thirsty world will say, what you got? I like it. And a patient heart, like Paul, then gives them just what they need. Leaves them hungering for more. Many rejected. Fine. Move on. Jesus, they're yours. This is what John Paul II clearly identified, and this was 40 years ago, 30 years ago, is a great example of what Jesus' disciples need to do and learn to do. Honey. And that's on us. Grateful heart. An utterly dependent heart on Jesus and the Spirit. And people will want that. They'll want Jesus if they can see him in us. So Jesus, give us the grace to do what Paul did and draw many to you in a simple, beautiful, sweet way. Amen.